We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Lights out, faithful. You already know it's your boy EE, and I needed to make you aware of Low Tide City, which is happening May 11th through the 12th in beautiful Round Rock, Texas. That's right, in the Kalahari Resort. Listen, head over to start.gg/LowTideCity2024 because you can use the code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off of your registration, or hit that QR code that you see right there on your screen as well. Again, enter that code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off of your registration, and we'll see you there, man. Whole Lights Out squad, get ready. All right, what up, ladies and gentlemen? Episode 55 of Lights Out is here, and boy, do we have a banger for you. Of course, we have a banger offer, as you saw at the beginning. Make sure you check out Low Tide City. Use that promo code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off your registration. It's coming up right around the corner, so make sure you don't delay on that. We want to all see you there. And of course, remember, this episode is actually brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. Download the app and use the code Lights Out for a deposit match up to $100, bruh. $100. Like, comment, subscribe to the channel as well. And consider supporting the Patreon, because we actually recorded something new with all three of us, and it's up there now. So check it out. But you know who's up right now? Champion status. Champion circle. Gang gang with the bang bang. My boy Light. In the penthouse suite right now, after taking down Level Up Expo. Talk to him, Light. How you feeling, my man?
You know, man, I was supposed to be on a break from Lights Out, but you know, if you just keep getting as many dubs as your boy, you gotta come back and speak your piece. Am I right? That's crazy. Level Up.
At least
was
you're up on something.
Wow. You know what? I've never been so happy to get cut off, because we're going to talk about that. Before we start off anything, I just want to say shout out to Level Up Expo. It was more amazing than it was last year. Like, this is a very fun tournament. Yeah. And honestly, tournaments, you know, are, I feel like U.S. like players were just a lot more scattered than like other countries. So like, it was really cool. All of us being together again, just having a good time. So that was definitely my favorite part about it. And the bracket, it was just really well ran. Like, I don't think I have a single complaint about Level Up Expo. Good. It was just a really freaking good event, and I just had a great time. How about you guys?
Well, for me personally, this was my first time being a player manager, and for the most part, I think everybody had a, you know, just like you said, had a really good time. I put out a lot of fires, and I took the responsibility, and I enjoyed doing it. It was awesome. Also cool to cast. Love the fact that I got to cast your big W. That was hype as well. So, I mean, I have no complaints. Level Up is an event that is only going to get bigger and better. And I keep telling folks, like, they want to invest more and more into the community. You know what I'm saying? We want to get these numbers, like SmashCon numbers. But I want to see, like, 2,000-3,000 entries. You know what I'm saying? Because when we get that, prize pool goes up even more. So there's a lot of growth that is there for Level Up. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm already signed on for like another 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I'm trying to make it happen. So.
You got to make a Light Tone episode happen one time, bro.
Yes. Agreed.
But yeah, I mean, for me, it's the same way. I feel like it was definitely a lot more enjoyable. this year than last year. And last year was also pretty enjoyable too. I feel like, I think last year was the first time I was there. Either last year or I've been there three times, but every time I've been to Level Up Expo, I've had no complaints and no problems. Bracket is always just pretty smooth. There was a good amount of people that also registered last minute. I feel like it went up to almost about 400 people, which I didn't expect. And usually if a tournament has like that many last minute registrations, they're usually not ready for it. But the bracket was still very smooth. Everything went pretty well. I played pretty well overall besides my last set against Louis Money. But other than that, I had a pretty good experience too. I had a very good experience. And enjoying the con itself was pretty good. It felt even more anime vibes, I guess, because they invited a lot more voice actors this year, which makes a lot more sense. But it was still pretty cool. The convention was pretty cool. I think the exhibit hall was bigger than last year. If I'm not mistaken. So the fact that Level Up Expo is getting bigger and bigger every single year is a very nice thing to see. And I hope it's like that for Smash 2, because I think it really does deserve to be a Smash Con level tournament. It's just ran that well.
Damn right. You couldn't have said any better. Ran super well, and we got the right result too. Our boy Light, back-to-back Level Up champion, the con master himself, MomoCon's Level Up. There's a con tournament around this CT GamerCon. If there's a con tournament around, this guy is probably going to win it. Okay. He's a con artist. He's got it, man. He's got the juice. So tell us how you did it, Light. What was your bracket run like to get that big W and that beautiful trophy sitting next to you?
Well, my bracket run honestly was not easy. I feel like I had a lot of personal challenges in it. Starting fresh out of top 64, so fresh out of pools, I had to fight Frog, which Frog is a player that I actually coached back in 2022 at the ending of it. I was actually in, shout outs to BTS, I was at with the summit where Summit was held. I was there for their coaching program. Me and Reels were coaching a bunch of players. Bless you. And yeah, we were coaching a bunch of players, and he was one of them. And I remember talking to him, and I was like, yeah, like, you're really good. You just have to work on this, this, and this. I don't remember exactly what I told him back then, but I do remember taking, like, extra interest in him because I actually thought he was a really good player. And I fought him, and I was like, okay, well, I feel like I have an idea of how good he is, you know? And I took game one. In game two, he just took me completely by surprise, bro. Like, I was not playing bad. I was not playing bad whatsoever. Maybe I got a little greedy. I don't know. I was up like two stocks to one at low percent. And he just like double zero to death me. It was like crazy. And he played it really well. And then like, it was like from that point, I was like fighting someone on my level where I actually just had to like completely respect him and like take my time. I think he played it better than most Bayo. Like, other Bayos make me careful, but like he actually made me feel like I was gonna die like really quick if I didn't fuck up. I mean, like, I fucked up. So he played it really well. I was happy to see that. He got a lot better from what I remember. So that was a hard set. Good shit to him. And then after him, I had to fight Jazzo. And Jazzo, I don't like the Shotos. Not at all. I hate them more than Kazuya and Terry, like, easily. So I had to fight him, and last time I fought him, I'm pretty sure it was game four. I fought in Jazza two other times prior. It was game four and game five at a summit, and game four was LMBM earlier this year. And I don't sleep on Shoto players. I don't like them, so I don't sleep on them. And that was a really hard set. He played it really well.
Yeah.
And honestly, created a very iconic moment of when he three-stocked me game four. And if you guys get, like, if you're watching the podcast, you gotta watch that, bro. He three-stocked me game four, and he looks in the camera like,
He was like,
hit you with the stank face.
That shit was hilarious. Oh, I was commentating that. I was like, damn, Jazzo getting dirty on him.
Bro, I watched that clip like at least way more than I watched myself win. Like, so that shit was so good. I love that clip. He played very well. And, you know, Jazzo's very respectable. So it was a good set.
He's cool.
And I mean, yeah, I'm happy I won that. I felt like that was the game changer of this bracket. I feel like there's always those like one or two matches. Like, oh, if I get past these people, I'll probably do very well. And he was like that one. I was like, damn, I could get jammed like really early before even top 16, you know? And yeah, I don't like being loser's bracket because we've talked about this before. I don't want to get involved with any of that wacky shit, you know?
Facts.
Yeah, bro. The neighborhood ICs might have been down there, bro. I ain't feeling it.
The neighborhood ICs.
So moving into that, I think that was it for day two, right? To get into top 16?
Yeah.
So day three, I have to fight Cosmos, which me and you have not fought in since 2022, I'm pretty sure. Yep. Yeah. And you took that over me.
Yep.
And that was a very interesting set because I remember I was talking to Void about that set. I told you I was talking to Void about that set. And I feel like the set started off and I was playing way better than you. It was funny because you killed me twice very early. But I remember thinking the second time I was like, I just didn't know. I lost my jump really early. And I was like, that was whatever. I just didn't know I had my jump. And I was like, but I'm playing better than you right now. I think I can win this game. And I won it. And then game two, I felt like was pretty easy too. And then three, I was like, he's playing like, I don't know if it was like you're about to lose type of thing or like you didn't care, but like you just started playing like yourself. I don't know if you just adapted. And that's like really important to me because like it wasn't like, I'm better from you from the start. It was like, you're just not playing how you play in friendlies right now. And then in game three, you started playing that way. And it wasn't about like your advantage day. I think your advantage day was fine, but like, you're neutral is what matters, you know, like what scares me to even like get near you. And I'm like, damn, like I need to start taking my time with these openings. And if you go to like game three, every opening I try to go to, like Cosmos is like pairing it. And I was like, well, this dude's in my fucking head. I was like, it was just, it didn't feel good, but like it was crazy. And then if you watch game four, you like our neutral took a lot longer, you know?
Yeah. So I did notice that too.
Yeah.
It started at the end of game two because the beginning of game two, you were basically like you were getting ready to three stock me basically because I took like the first two stocks really fast of game two. And then you basically brought back two stocks really fast without me really able to do too much. And then you kept that momentum going into game two where you were about to three stock me. And I was like, okay, well this game, it's really hard to, like, I'm very confident. I never give up, but it's really hard to reverse three stock you. I don't know if you ever noticed that whenever you play anybody. So when I was down three stocks to one, I was like, okay, well, I can still win this game, but I'm not going to focus on winning this game. I'm just going to play and try to, because I had a game plan of just like trying to not get hit by you when you run at me and make sure I keep space when you do run at me. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to make sure that I really focus on my game plan and just play the way that I wanted to play going into the set. And I did realize that it was working because I brought you back down to your last stock. So I was like, okay, that game gave me a lot of confidence in my game plan going into game three. And I just kept it up the rest of the set, which is why I wasn't scared going into game three. And I wasn't scared going into game four either. Which is probably why you felt like I was playing more like myself. And I feel like that's what I wanted to play like the beginning of the set. It's just that even though I did get the reverse zero to death on you after you zero death me first stock, the fact that you zero death me first stock did make me be like, okay, I know, because I already knew that the entire weekend you were playing very well because we were playing friendlies. It was hard. I might have taken like one set off of you in friendlies, and obviously we were playing Tweak 2 and you were pretty much doing well against Tweak 2 and you beat him in bracket 2. But yeah, just knowing that you were playing very well in bracket and then playing very well that weekend and then also transferred into bracket when you played me, I was like, this is going to be a hard set to win. But after that game two was when I got more confident. I just got pretty greedy at the end of game four because that's when I was like, okay, if I get to game five, I'm pretty sure I'm going to win game five. That's what I thought. So it just made me feel like I'm in desperation mode to get to game five.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. I can definitely see why you understand that. I thought we were going to game five. I was mentally ready to get there at a certain point, but I never really did give up on the games it's funny because games one and four, I was like, okay, I'm not in a good position, but like, I know how this works. Like, I know there's landslide flat factors with our characters play the same archetype, like easy damage, also die very early. And I'm like, okay, I just need to make that happen. So I didn't give up there. And then once you gave me that one out with the forward smash, I think that's when I was just like, okay, just go. Like, I just say that in my head. Sometimes I'm like, go, like, do everything here, you know? And it worked out. So that was a really good set. My only thing is you got to work on keeping up that momentum with other people, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like before you go through the rest of your set, I will say that going into Louis Money, I was feeling pretty good. But I just couldn't get into it. And I don't want to make excuses or anything, but I feel like part of the reason why I couldn't get into it is because I went from playing like a high volume set with you, being very invested into it, and I went immediately off stream. First of all, it was definitely my fault for not taking a break and like thinking about how I wanted to play that set and slowing myself down, because obviously at the end of game four, I was definitely rushing, trying to kill you. And then going to the Louis Money set, I feel like it was harder for me to get into the set because I was already still thinking about your set. And because of that, usually what helps me stay or focus and not think about factors outside of the game is like being in the game with game audio, and the fact that there was no game audio, or at least I didn't have game audio because they had splitters at the stations, but like it's like you have to bring your own headset, and I didn't bring my own headset. It was like more me against myself and me in my own head rather than focusing on the match. So I feel like that's definitely something that I need to account for next time, and definitely like have a way to have game audio for stuff like that. But that's primarily the reason, one of the reasons why. Obviously, there's multiple reasons why I feel like I didn't play that well, but I think that's one of the reasons why I couldn't really get into the set.
Yeah, I can definitely tell when I was watching the set, I was like, you're not just going, you were faring a lot. I think I started to catch that. It's like, I think you fair a lot when you're like, you're not really the most confident. It's like a good, it's a good to get off me out.
Full hop fair.
Yes, or short hop lean in fair. You'll do one of the two.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
usually what I'm doing when I'm playing well is like, I'm doing retreating aerials and I'm reacting off hitting them.
And like, I saw you do down throw and you just fared. And I was like, well, that can be back air, back air, up B. And I'm like, he would have done that normally. And I was like, you're just not in the right headspace right now. And it's just like, you know, it's always important to remember, bro. Obviously, I think you could beat me because you beat me the last time we played. I'm just like, I am better than 99% of the people you lose to. And so are you. Like, you just got to remember that, because there's no way you were capable of beating me and not capable of beating them. And that is, to everyone watching, that is full ego, because I think I'm fucking amazing. And I also think Cosmos is fucking amazing. He just needs to lock in.
Yeah.
That's really all.
Last time I played Louis Money 2 was at the Watch the Throne qualifier. And
yeah.
And I don't know if I played him before. That might have been the first time I played him. But yeah, it was game 5. And I was about to lose game 4. He was up 2-1. I was about to lose game 4. And it just clicked, like, I am very good at this matchup because I'm very good at the Palutena matchup, and it clicked that I am better than him. And I reverse three stalked him, and then I just three stalked him in game 5. That's really what happened, but I feel like I just couldn't get into it this set. So that is something that I definitely need to work on, and definitely do need to make sure I realize that I am better than 99.9% of the players that I am playing, and I can play that way all the time. I just have to have confidence in myself.
Damn, man. That makes for an interesting storyline between you and Louis Money. I look forward to watching you two play again in the future.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely want to play him again.
Big same.
Because I know that he really wanted that run back as well.
Yeah.
Sure. And Louis Money,
I was also pretty annoyed too, because I also wanted to play him again after doubles, because we definitely should have won doubles. 100% should have won doubles. Every game we lost, we should have won every game that we lost.
I had some chokish moments. You had some chokish moments.
Yeah, exactly. So I definitely wanted to play him in singles. Didn't get the run back. So hopefully he's going to be at Gommel. Obviously, he always does pretty well in doubles too. So hopefully we can play him again in doubles at Gommel too. And then maybe I'll be able to play him again in singles and get the run back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, going back into my bracket, unless there's something you want to say, Phil, of course.
No, that's it.
No, I'm enjoying the conversation. Keep going.
All right. So after Cosmos, that one was also a personal hard one, just to like lightly go over it. I mean, it's always hard to fight your training partner and like have full confidence that you're going to win. So getting through that was really good. I really did want to beat you because you beat me last time, and I just have an ego. So,
Are we 2-2 post quarantine, or are we 3-2 your favor?
Three, Did you beat me at the Invitational?
I beat you once at the Invitational, yeah.
We're 3-3. But you beat me at Shine, Invitational, and didn't you beat me at Shine twice?
No, it was just Shine and Invitational.
So it's 3-2. I beat you at Invitational Glitch in here.
Beat me at Glitch, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but so 3-2, which isn't bad. So yeah, moving past you, now I'm in top 8 and it is time for Tweak. And I have been talking about it for a while now on the podcast when I'm here. And I'm just like, you know, I think I said it last podcast where I was like, I truthfully believe that like Tweak is best player like in America skill wise. I think he's a genius and all that. And he's the only player that I've really only ever studied, you know, and I've been studying really hard to fight him. So like, I think I'm really happy that I fucking beat him. Like I won game one and I popped off, you know?
Okay.
Like,
so he could bleed, you did the same thing against me too, but, one set of yours that I didn't watch. Did he go Diddy Kong or did he go Sephiroth?
All Diddy Kong. Also, I popped up versus you because I was down 2 stocks, to be fucking fair. Yeah. That was a hard win. That was a hard fought battle. But like me and Tweak were last hit, and it's just like what's going on in my head. I'm like, for the past couple tournaments, it's like I don't know how to touch this dude and I don't know what to do. And then it's just been multiple sources. One was definitely talking to you, Cosmos, behind the scenes, where you said I told you what Tweak said to me, because Tweak said he didn't feel like he changed much, and he feels like I changed more than he changed, and I changed for the worst. And then I talked to Cosmos, and he was like, you should watch the last set you lost and the last set you won that like you felt good about winning, because I won at port priority, but he wasn't at like the best headspace. So I went back to, funny enough, last year's Level Up Expo, and me and Cosmos watched that set. Cosmos gave me good notes on like why I was like doing bad there. I mean, doing good there and not doing good now. And I took that into mind. And then Tweak plays with me, you know? So I'm being real, just saying it. And I'm sure he's felt this way before too. I don't think I would have beaten Tweak with the knowledge I had and then zero practice, you know? Like me playing friendlies with Tweak definitely helped me fight him in the bracket, because I was like, damn, this is really solidifying what I've been studying, you know?
For him specifically, because he's always, because whenever I tune into Tweak Talks, he talks about it a lot. He feels like he's a player. Whenever he gets to practice against anybody, he has like almost 100% confidence that he can figure out that player and always win. And like, that's one of his it factors.
And it's really funny because it was on Saturday or Sunday. It was Sunday before we played, like earlier in the day. We were playing and he was like, yeah, I feel that way. That's what he said, that word for word. And I was like, I feel that exact same way. That's exactly how I feel about myself. If I play something long enough, I will beat you. And Tweak literally said it. He was like, I mean, I see that when I play you. Like, that's why me and you go back and forth so often, because we're both like that, right? So Tweak acknowledged that I was like that too, and I obviously acknowledge Tweak's like that. So it makes kind of for an interesting challenge, because I'm like, well, I think I can do it better than you, you know?
Right.
Like, so we played each other. Yeah, no, it's just, you know, again, it's all ego. We're competitors at the end of the day. I don't know why people think shit's sweet. Like, so
yeah.
We practiced. And again, I don't think it's that I would have lost like future events or like if I played them again in the same tournament. I just needed some matches to solidify all the stuff that I've been studying, you know?
Right.
So, I get that. Yeah. So this still wasn't easy. The matches, like every game except for game three, I think was last hit. And it just felt amazing. That was me winning the tournament right there. Like I just felt like that was all I needed to like have like full confidence in myself back. Cause it's been feeling shitty for a long time. I'm feeling like I can beat everyone in the bracket. And it's like, oh fuck, I ran a Tweak. I don't like that feeling. Yeah. I only like that feeling if it's like a bad matchup, because it's a normal feeling. It's like you could still win, but fuck, it's a bad matchup. But like, I'm like, oh, I have to fight Diddy Kong. Fox beats Diddy Kong. Why the fuck am I like, why am I like,
I know that feeling 100%.
Yeah. So I just don't like that. So I don't feel that way anymore. And I hope I don't feel that way in the future either. Cause again, he's like me, he knows how to adapt very well. So, yeah, getting past him, I had to fight Mudes. I fight Peach every week. I wasn't really worried. I know how good Mudes is.
It's important.
And I think he's a great player.
It's important to mention too, this is Winners Finals, because Mudes upset Sonics.
insane, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Can we talk about it?
You know, that was pretty huge.
Yeah, man.
How did that happen? It was 3-1, right? It wasn't even 3-1.
3-1.
It was 3-1.
Yeah. You didn't see it?
No, the only two sets I didn't watch of the tournament were I didn't watch the first round of all top eight of the tournament. Then I tuned back in.
Yeah, I watched it because like after meeting Tweak, I was like, okay, now I'm like, you like when you're in top eight and you're like, okay, well, I want to practice, but I don't want to practice too much. So like you'll stop a little bit before you warm up. So I watched that set, and that set was just really freaking good. Like, again, congratulations to Sonics for adapting on a few days later in the bracket. Which, let's be real, I kind of feel like everyone thought if they got a run back, Sonics would win, because that matchup just doesn't look good, and Sonics is just a better player overall. But like, Mudase played it spectacularly. Like, it did. It wasn't like Sonics was fucking up. It was just Mudase played amazing, bro. Shoutouts to Mew. It was a really good time.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you commentate that one?
I did not. I was on second half of top eight.
Okay, so what, you start with winner's finals?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, moving on. Me and Phil in winner's finals.
I was there.
I was
cooking.
I know. He took a stock off Leo. I think that was Falcon, actually.
Yeah.
But, I had to fight Mew. And, you know, like, again, I'm very used to fighting Peach. I know he's good, but I'm just confident. And we had a very close set. He lost game four. Going for a counter on my upbeat, and he burned his double jump while doing it. If the counter misses, it doesn't. He can't make it back, right? And I am very used to this scenario. A lot of people saw it like, okay, yes, that sucks. Indeed. Yeah, and I saw it as like a, you knew the risk, you know?
Sure.
Like, Ling Ling does it to me all the time. Ling Ling does it differently. Like, Ling Ling hits it like 100% of the time. But like, he wasn't always that way, and like he used to miss, and like I used to be like, oh, that's unfortunate, but like the more I played it, I'm like, no, you know the risk doing this, you know how this works, you know, like I'm not gonna feel bad about it, it's not unfortunate, you were trying to kill me and you took the risk and now you died, GG's, like, so
yeah, shake my hand.
He definitely didn't have to do that. He had the advantage state, you know, but other than that, it was an amazing set. I think it was playing really well. We both played really well. And I took it. And there's not much more to say about that. And going to grand finals from there, I just got ready for the King of Seconds to come. King of Seconds. Yeah, King of Seconds.
Mr. R.
Right, literally, bro. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm just gonna fucking say it. On the fucking, like, in between, we were talking about it. I'm gonna put everyone on the spot. I was like, I don't need Sonics to lose this tournament. I need him to get second.
Yeah. I remember we were playing. You were like, Cosmos, we need to get first and third, respectively, because I need Sonics to get second place again.
Oh, man.
It's like that.
I felt like a negotiation. I was talking to Tweak. I was like, Tweak, I don't care who does it. You can win if you really want to. If you really want the trophy, you could have it. But you can't get second.
Very true.
You could get first or third.
He made sure it happened.
Take what as I said.
I knew you really wanted to play Sonics. I thought it was good that he made it back to you in grand finals.
Oh, yeah. No, I really did want to play Sonics because, I mean, there was a lot of show. You know, I've done a lot of showboating, like, oh, I'll free up Sonics and shit like that. But I've been, like, talking to, like, people, and I'm like, everyone thinks I'll shit on Sonics. But, like, I haven't fought Sonics since his glow up. You know, it was after he won Gommel, which, funny enough, is coming back up. And he's just gotten way better since Gommel. You know, he found that confidence in himself and he's been playing really good. And so, like, I've just been watching him. I played with him, obviously, in front of Phillies. And I'm like, I just don't think I would shit on this guy anymore. You know, I don't think I'd lose. I don't have that little faith in myself. But like shit on him, and I don't know, you know, and that showed in the first set, because in the first set, he kind of washed me. Like, it's kind of bad. I won the first game, and then from there, it was just like I kind of felt lost. And then I was like, every time, the thing about Sonic is like the character itself, it's very in my head, like the matchup is there. So when I fucking started to lose and get his shitting on it, and then like the reset happened, my mindset went to, okay, reset yourself to factory settings, bro. Like, what is that's what I can do with Sonic. Like, if I'm losing to Aegis, it's like, okay, what is this character doing? You know, I got to figure out why Cosmos is beating me here. What's he doing? Is he being more patient than me here? All that. With Sonic, I'm like, reset the factory settings, go back to basics. You're probably just not camping enough. You're probably making too many commitments. And it's just like basic shit, you know? Like, it's a very fast paced game that takes a long time. But like, it really is just like, okay, you're overcommitting. You're trying to reversal him when you're not supposed to be. You're getting greedy here. And it's like, okay, if I just don't do these things, it really doesn't matter what Sonic is doing. Playing against
Sonic is like a mini game, essentially.
Yep. No, you're completely right. It's just like, you just gotta make sure you're playing the game right. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. And honestly, he had one SD that I don't think was set breaking considering how well he played, but like, that was an amazing shot. It was just really good.
I thought it kind of, to me, because I got to commentate it with TK, and what it did for me, it illuminated the fact that I always say, like Sonic as a character is pretty lame, but Sonic as a player is extremely good. And when he has the right opponent, those matches are really good. I feel like you're the right opponent. Like, that was a really good set. Obviously, I wanted you to win. But when it went to a bracket reset, I wasn't disappointed because I was like, well, damn, I mean, I'm actually like really enjoying these matches. So I'm glad you obviously won it in the end. But that was a super entertaining grand finals. And it was very hard fought. Like, that back air at the end, I didn't even think that back air that won you game five was going to hit. And it just hit.
Me neither.
Yeah, right. It just hit and it won you the game. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
I could have up aired. I could have up smashed, but I was scared, bro.
I mean, that's, in my head, that's the will to win. That's the will to win, not to hit that, but to survive all the sequence that he was in control for the past 20 to 25 seconds. And then understand that you have one opening and take it and just take the tournament from that. That's the will to win.
Bro, for context, Sonic, as we all know, he is a salty ass player, bro. And even he admitted, like, I was like playing disadvantaged fairly well. There was one point where I feel like he could have killed me. I think he tweeted about it, actually. Like, he definitely could have killed me at one point, but he didn't. And I'm not going to be like, oh, I got lucky, because that's the game, you know? So he fared me, and I think he could have possibly nared me or up there to me, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll take what I can get. You reacted like shit. But other than that one moment, bro, I played disadvantage so well. The one I like to go back to is when he had me, he like dash attacked me, and I'm in tumble at like 120%, and I've air dodged the platform, I fast fell in there a bunch of times, and I'm like, I'm just gonna do nothing and fucking air dodge tech to the floor. And I did that shit, and he up smashed. And people don't realize how big a deal that he up smash is. Him up smashing covered, so it was amazing, because up smash is invincible. So if I nared, I died, and I air dodged, I died. No matter what, except for the option I did there, I died. So I was like, Jesus, I actually lived this. I'm insane, bro. Like, and then when I got the nair that comboed into the back air, or because he missed the tech, I was able to think a little there. I back aired because I was like, okay, I don't think this is going to hit. But he missed the tech. I get another try, you know? Like, if I miss the back air, he still has to get up, and I get another chance because, like, a box, I'm broken.
Right.
So, yeah, so I had multiple chances there. Luckily, I did not need multiple chances, because even though I had it, I don't know if I would have had the, you know, I don't know if I was too shaken to make it correctly, you know? It was a lot of pressure there. And it was just an amazing set. And I'm happy to be a holder of so many amazing sets in Grand Finals specifically.
Well, Light.
So, yeah.
I'm going to put you on blast here and have you leak your secret as to how you performed so well in that top 8. Okay? Not a lot of people know this. So you're going to start taking note. To be a champion, you got to fuel yourself correctly. Light, what were you fueling yourself with in that top 8 run?
Well, man, I was fueling myself with a little thing called advanced energy.
You're damn right. You were advanced energy, our friend. The ultimate dietary supplement, in my opinion, it's a clean energy boost. Provides all the check marks you need to be a champion, like light, hydration, energy, reaction, and endurance. All the key building blocks for being a champion. And this time, we got an offer for you folks. Use code LIGHTSOUT at checkout to get 10% 20% off. And maybe you too can be a champion like Light. Damn right.
I inject that shit in my brain. I'm sorry.
No, that's, listen, you have nothing to apologize for. Congratulations, champ, on winning the event. Hard fought as per usual. And we couldn't be more proud of you, my friend.
Thank you so much, my man. And I am happy to hold the trophy. It is a beautiful looking trophy. All jokes aside.
It's gorgeous.
Should have been an A tier. You simpletons can't shut me up. Should have been an A tier.
I wonder if it would have been an A tier if Leo and DeBus don't win because of the amount of people that went. No? Still no?
Nope.
Still, as far as I'm concerned, is an A tier. I don't care what those nerds say.
I did a lot of compare. I made a whole like spreadsheet that didn't make sense to me in my head, but like we're not going to get into that.
We've already angered Japan once, man. Let's not do it back to back.
Yeah, man. I will say next major in America before you guys talk about everything else is Gommel.
Yep.
And I'm very interested to see how Sonics does there, considering that he is the winner of that tournament last year.
Defending champ, man. You got the defending champ boost. I've seen it work many times.
And even though he said that he got, or even though he got second again, I know that he tweeted out saying that he got second, but he won his confidence back, so he's feeling good for the next tournament.
Good.
So make sure he keeps getting second. That's your one job.
Hey, man. Even if it's second place, his consistency is insane. So you got nothing to be ashamed of in that regard. You ask me.
You think he'll be like third on the PG, I mean, on the Luminosity rankings? like he gets second at everything. Like, you got second at everything. You're third.
That'd be a heartbreaker.
I don't know. Do we think Shattuck's going to be top three on the Luma rank?
He needs more international wins.
Fair. I mean,
I think Gommel matters.
Gommel will matter a lot, I think. He needs more international
wins. Yeah.
That's what I think. But we'll see. There's still a long way to go before we close out that chapter. But we'll close out our level up recap with that. Light, thanks for taking the time to join us. I know you're very busy. But your time is valuable, and we appreciate you giving it to us, my friend. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much for having me on my show. take care.
See you, buddy.
Peace out, guys.
Always good to talk to the homie. Let me just...
Like we always say, it doesn't matter if one of us lose. As long as one of us win, it's a win for both of us.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Would you... Well, you want to talk about winning. Well, let me go ahead and tell you about today's sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about Prize Freaking Picks. You know why I'm talking about Prize Pick Cosmos? Because it's time to get you guys excited for America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members. It is the most fun, exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. That's some damn good odds. May is a huge month for esports, and all of it is on Prize Picks. That's why, nerds, you're getting catered to as well. Cash in on all the exciting esports action this spring, including Counter-Strike's IEM Dallas, the League of Legends Majors and Midseason Invitational, and the Toronto Ultra Call of Duty Major, which I actually think is the same weekend as Gommel, if I'm not mistaken. It's pretty crazy. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season has been the most exciting way to play my daily fantasy esports. So if you got the skills, you can turn $10 into $250. Trust me, I done did it a few times myself. That's why I'm still riding with Prize Picks. So make sure you download the app today and use code LIGHTSOUT for your first deposit match of up to $100. That's right, up to $100 on your first deposit match. That code lights out. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks. Thank you very much. We got to start betting, Cosmos. We got to start betting.
I mean.
Well, you got to start betting. I'm already a better. You saw me at the blackjack tables.
After. I mean, I should have bet against the Lakers and Nuggets because I think we all knew who was supposed to win, who was going to win that match. Even though all the matches were so close, it was so obvious that the Lakers were just not going to close out any of the games. You know, they still somehow got one. If a game is close, there's no way they're going to close it out.
You know, if they had been able to close it out, and like even if they close out that second game, they're able to close that out, I actually think the series would still be going right now. You know what I mean? I still think they would have won that one that they got. I think it was like the third one or the fourth one. Staving off elimination. Yeah. I think it would have been 3-2 right now, and it would have been game six in LA. You know, who knows what could have happened.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but honestly, it should have been they were up game one. I won't say they should have won, but they were definitely in position to win. They should have won game two. They could have won game three.
Your team is soft. You got D'Lo missing shots on the sideline, eating chocolate. You got AD getting bumped in the shoulder, going down like somebody shot him. Like, your team is just soft, boy. Okay?
Oh, man.
You're going to need some real changes if you want to keep Ron there. We'll see. But I don't want to talk about those bums. I don't want to talk about those bums, Cosmos. Okay? I want to talk about teams that are still in. My Clippers, 2-2 with Dallas. We'll soon be 3-2, just for the record, so you're aware.
Okay.
And who else?
Okay.
Timberwolves swept the Suns. Another KD super team disaster.
Yeah.
Hanging up, old man.
This generation's legacy players are done.
It's over, man.
They're done.
Ron, Curry, KD, they're not competing for titles no more. Well, maybe Curry can still pull something off, but I don't know, man. I think Bron and KD, unless they all somehow super team it up. And even then, it's like they're only going to be suited for the playoffs, probably. I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. I'm just, at this point, I'm rooting in the West for my Clippers. And in the East, I hope the 76ers win because I can't stand Knicks fans.
What does that set? 3-2 right now?
3-2 in favor of the Knicks.
Right. Yeah, that last game was pretty crazy. I feel like, I don't know, because I don't watch the East that often. But from what I have watched, it just feels like Tyrese Maxey is, he becomes a superstar whenever Joel Embiid is on the field, whether he's playing well or not. It doesn't matter if Joel Embiid is playing good or not. If he's on the field, if he's on the floor, then Tyrese Maxey is a superstar, and that's just what happens.
Listen, that's a good duo right there. I need him to go ahead and make this comeback because I don't like you Knicks fans, and I want you to know it. I got something to say about that.
You just hate all the big franchises, don't you?
It's not true.
You hate the Lakers? You hate the Knicks? Not true.
I'm happy OKC won, too, even though it's only because Zion is a lazy piece of crap. But anyway, I don't want to go off too hard. We're keeping an eye on the NBA playoffs. If you are, too, let us know what team you're rooting for in the comments below. Something else to keep an eye on for, though, Cosmos, how we talk about this seeding for Delta? This seeding, I saw, was drawing the eye of a few people. Can you post it in the
board? Can you post it so I can see it?
Oh, you can't see it?
I don't remember. I do know that. The CD was pretty interesting. It was pretty crazy to see Gluto, such a low seed, if he stayed there, right? Because he was like 16th seed, right?
He was, let's see. I'll send it to you. The seeding right now is Akola, Spargo, Hurt, Mia, Zamba, Shuton, Yada, Ken, Asimo, T, MK Leo, Raru, Meister, Zach Ray, Snow, Gluto. Yeah, Gluto is seed 16.
Yeah. Holy crap. He's 16th seed. That's insane. Does that make sense? Has he been doing that bad recently?
I mean, his results haven't really been like Gluto-esh, I feel like. But right. That does seem rather low.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting.
I feel like T and Asimo might be a little higher than I'd like to see.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I understand they do really well over there. They accumulate wins. T did get top 8 at Genesis. You know, Meister at 13. Meister. See, that's where I would take. Like, I would slide Gluto up to either that 12 or 13th spot. You could even argue 11th due to his record against Leo. I do think
too low. I feel like for. It, I don't care. It no matter what, it's always disrespectful whenever you have GOAT, not a top 10 seed at the very least. And then you put him at 11 just so that you can have people see that he's not a top 10 seed specifically. You don't even put him at like 14 or 15. You put him at 11 to know that he's right under there. Just like on the Lumerang, that's just too disrespectful. We need to start a petition to just let Leo always have some kind of top 10 seed just because of his status. That's what I feel. That's fucked up.
I like that a lot. Well, this is, I mean, this will probably mirror Kagura, because I don't think at the time of this, I couldn't find a Kagurimi seating, which I assume it'll be kind of similar to this anyway. But as you look at that, though, yeah, Zamba seated fifth, too. Zamba, okay. You better live
Yeah, he's seat, seated dude. Really high, actually. Yeah,
this is some interesting seating. I'm not knocking Zamba because he's a friend of the show. I'm just some surprising seating. But if you had to take a guess on who you think takes this Delta tournament, who do you got?
I mean, okay, so I'm actually excited, though, because given all things given about the seating and how it looks, obviously, I still think, like, Spargo and Akola are, like, the most consistent right now. Mia's still kind of there, but he's, like, busters every now and then. But I do think, like, whenever those two players play Mia, like, they're usually bound to win, Spargo or Akola. But I do like how it's seated where Spargo has to play Hurt before he plays against Akola, because Hurt is third seed. So if they both get to winner semis, they have to play against each other to play against Akola in winner's finals. And right now, I personally feel like the person that Spargo has struggled against the most in Japan specifically is Hurt. It's just because of the way that he played against him at Battle BC and how he took that set.
Yeah.
But I also know that Spargo is definitely very... He is a revenge player. Whenever he loses to someone, he does not want to lose to that player again. So that is definitely going to be a very interesting set. And I do also want to see... I do want to see Spargo win. I want Spargo to beat Hurt. But if Hurt does win, I want to see Hurt play against Akola, because I feel like Akola has just been running Japan basically, but I feel like he hasn't really been playing against Hurt. So there are definitely some timelines, or this seeding makes for some interesting outcomes of matchups that could potentially happen that would be very interesting to watch. But outside of that, if I were to say a dark horse, it's always going to be my goat Zachary. That's my son. That's my goat. I don't know why he's still playing Pitt, but you know what? It's working out for him.
So, you know, I got to be honest here. I think Spargo winning this tournament depends on him not having to play Hurt. And I say that because he's been showing his ass a little bit in this snake matchup, man. Lost to Hurt at Battle of BC. You'll recall, like, I think 2 weeks ago, he lost to Allendis as well. So to me, at that, you know, that regional in Mexico, to me, it's shown that he has a little bit of a snake problem. You know, and Spargo doesn't have too many weaknesses, that's for sure. But snake, as of late, seems to be one of them. Whether or not he'll correct that remains to be seen. But, you know, I remember last time he was over in there in Japan, I think he got sent to losers early and then just won through losers in one of the most impressive losers runs I've ever seen. So hard to ever bet against Spargo. You know me, I'm always going to, you know, I'm going to have my GOAT MKLeo in there getting at least top eight. You know what I'm saying? Seated 11th. We're going to go ahead and outplace that. Probably go ahead and just get in there at least fifth at worst. And then Zach Ray as well, one of my GOATs, top eight. So,
yeah.
And then my favorite player, not named Zach Ray, in Japan right now, Snow. I'd like to see Snow do really well too. Love Snow.
Outside of that, I'm gonna go the opposite side and say a player that I don't think is gonna really show up well in bracket is Zamba. I just feel like I need to throw that out there, and I just want to see how he's gonna do, because I'm surprised that he's seated fifth. But theoretically, that being seated fifth means that you have to play seated, projected. You have to play Mia to get top eight winners, and that's one of, if not Rob's worst matchups, and one of the players that Zama has never beaten. And then to get into top eight, you have to beat Yauda or Ken, I think. Or no, you have to beat one of the 9, 10, 11, 12 seeds. So it might be Raru-kun? I'm not sure. Either him or Leo, which obviously those matchups are going to be pretty hard too. I know Zama usually does pretty well against Leo, but I feel like Leo he's still motivated. Given all of the results he still had, He's won some, he's lost some, but regardless of everything, he's still trying. He's been announced for a lot of tournaments, by the way. He's going to a random regional in Ohio in a couple of months. I'm not sure if he's going to be a Momokan. I hope he's going to be a Momokan. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a Gommel because it's obviously Luminosity. And then he was also announced for the tournament in the UK region. So he's, if he's announcing for all these tournaments, he's motivated. So he's still going to be trying. And I believe that if Leo keeps trying, he will get back to peak form eventually. And even if he's not peak form, he can still give Zomba a run for his money and take the set. So
I'm,
I do think that all those matches would be very interesting to watch, and I definitely want to see how specifically Leo and Zachary do in this format.
Yeah, big same. I'm very, very eager to see how this will go down, as I'm sure all of you are as well. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a hell of a tournament. I'm going to do my best to watch part of them, even though I'll be in Texas for an event. I'm still going to bring my setup, stay up, and this is just this is one day, bro. It's a one day tournament. It's this stacked. How could I not stay up for this? I can't wait to watch that. That's gonna be great. But guys, thanks for watching this episode of Lights Out, episode 55. You might have noticed I'm actually a little bit under the weather. That's why we didn't stream it live. So my apologies. But we wanted to get this episode in there because of course Light won it, and we wanted to make sure we paid him the proper amount of respect. And we're a weekly show, so we got to make sure we put it out no matter what. Rain, sunshine, sickness, earthquakes, it don't really matter. We deliver. So make sure you guys help us with growing, with liking the content, subscribe to the channel, please. Drop a comment. Check out the Patreon. Again, we actually recorded a new Patreon. It's actually a pretty depressing episode on Patreon.
We're going to make sure that the next Patreon episode is a banger, though.
Yeah, we'll be a little bit more. Just watch the episode. You'll see what we're talking about. But yeah, hey, thank you guys so much for checking us out. Like, comment, subscribe. You know the vibes. And we'll see you on the next one. Peace.
See ya.